Hello everyone. Tim and I will continue with more news stories. The City Council warns rent hikes are on their way. The New Year's Honours List has some Norfolk personalities recognised, and plans are revised for 50 homes at a derelict former shoe factory.
City Hall is to hike its rent charges despite a recent report naming it as one of the worst social housing providers in the country. Officials at the authority say rent levels will need to increase over the next few years in order to balance the books. This comes in the wake of a report which rated City Hall poorly in comparison to other councils around the UK providing housing. The council hopes increasing rent will allow it to invest further in its housing stock and stressed that rates would remain affordable. Beth Jones, Cabinet Member for Housing, said, "We could have incredibly low rents, but then there'd be no money for improvements."
Local bus firms have revealed how ticket prices will change in 2025 after the government raised the single fare cap. The government-funded scheme will see a single rise from £2 to £3 from January. Sanders and First have now revealed how their pricing structure will change as a result. On Sanders buses, a short hop or local trip, for example from Cromer bus station to Cromer Hospital, will cost £2. Journeys into nearby towns will cost £2.50, and longer trips will be priced at the cap of £3. Norwich will be split into zones. Adults travelling from outer Norwich, such as Norwich Airport and Old Catton, into the city centre will be charged £2.50. But those staying within the inner Norwich boundary, from Mile Cross, Constitution Hill and Parkland Road, will have to pay £2 for a single. Some weekly tickets may increase by £1. First Bus Eastern Counties has confirmed that from New Year's Day, adult singles will cost between £1.80 and £3, and a young person's single will cost between £1.40 and £3.
Norfolk broadcaster Stephen Fry was among the biggest names to feature in the New Year's Honours List. The 67-year-old, who grew up in Bootton, was knighted along with former England manager Gareth Southgate and London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Sir Stephen, 67, known for BBC comedy Blackadder and hosting quiz show QI, was recognised for services to mental health awareness, the environment and to charity. In total, more than 1,200 people from across the UK received honours in the latest list, including many from Norfolk and Waveney. Martin Brundle made an OBE for his services to motor racing and sports broadcasting. The 65-year-old, who was born in King's Lynn, competed in Formula One from 1984 to 1996. He won the World Sports Car Championship in 1998 and the 24-hour Le Mans in 1990. Brundle has been a sports commentator on ITV, the BBC and Sky since retiring from the sport. Mylene Klass made an MBE for her services to women's health, miscarriage awareness and charity. The 46-year-old was born in Galston and found fame as a member of pop group Hearsay. She's since gone on to enjoy a broadcasting career in radio and television. In 2021, she made a documentary called Mylene Klass, Miscarriage and Me, in which she sought to break the taboo surrounding miscarriage by detailing how she had suffered four of her own. Ruth Hollis awarded an OBE for her services to sport, the arts and volunteering. She is the CEO of The Spirit of 2012, an independent trust designed to build on the legacy of the London 2012 Olympic Games. With her help, the charity leads a diverse program of grant-funded projects to provide opportunities for young people across the region. Professor Philip Douglas-Jones has been made an OBE for his services to climatology. He was the director of the Climatic Research Unit, CRU, and a professor in the School of Environmental Sciences at the University of East Anglia from 1998 until 2016. Patricia Hewitt has become a dame for her services to healthcare transformation. In July 2017, the former Health Secretary became the chair of the NHS Sustainability and Transformation Plan Oversight Board for Norfolk and Waveney, which saw a revolution in the way patients are treated in our county. Sheila Warner has been made an MBE for her voluntary services to the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. She's helped out at Wells Next to Sea lifeboat station since the 1950s. She said her stomach has been rolling over and over since she found out the news. "I've only just told my family, and they're all really proud of me," she added.
For three decades, Kim Thomas dedicated herself to housing more than 225 children as a devoted foster carer. Some of these individuals remained part of her family and went on to achieve great things, from running pubs to retraining as a funeral celebrant. She lived a full life, including facing a devastating diagnosis of ovarian cancer. Despite being given only 9 months to live, she would go on to make the most of the next decade before her death, age 67. Born on March the 7th, 1957, to Mick and Jean, she described having a lovely childhood with lots of freedom in East London and was one of four daughters. Some of her earliest memories, including climbing the fence at Regent's Park to get into the zoo without paying and playing football and cricket in the street. During her lifetime, she ran bed and breakfasts, bred dogs, built a roofing company from scratch, became a publican in Gravestone and funeral celebrant. But she would describe fostering as her life's most important work. While some placements were short, where children were introduced as emergencies brought to her by the police late at night, she would stay for years. She strongly believed in her ability to make at least a tiny difference to each life, even if it was only to show that home life could be happy and respectful. One of her proudest moments was being awarded Best Foster Carer of the Year by Norfolk County Council. Paying tribute, her former boss, Mike Woodward, said she was an extraordinary foster carer who dedicated many years to nurturing and supporting countless children and young people in Norfolk. Her kindness and commitment have left a lasting impact on so many lives, and her legacy will be remembered fondly by all who knew her. Kim died on December the 16th from ovarian cancer. As well as her children, she leaves behind her grandchildren, Florence, Ezra and Betty. Her funeral will take place on January the 13th at Breckland Crematorium.
Plans to demolish a former shoe factory, often targeted by vandals, and replace it with nearly 50 modern flats have been revised. Developer Flagship Homes wants to knock down the vacant Van Dahl building and car park in Dibden Road, Mousehold, to make way for the 3,352-square-foot build. Inside would be 34 one-bedroom flats and 14 two-bedroom flats, as well as 67 parking spaces, which would be called Dibden Court. It would include a mix of social homes and shared ownership. Since the initial application was submitted in July 2023, the proposed designs have been altered twice to ensure appropriate landscaping and height. At its busiest, the factory produced 8,000 pairs of shoes a week. The business went on to become the last remaining shoemaker in the city until the Dibden Road site closed in 2018, with the factory shop also shutting its doors.
A housing provider has raised £24,811 to help a Norwich charity end homelessness. Employees from Flagship Group, an East of England housing provider, participated in a trade-up contest to raise funds for the charity Hopestead. The staff organised various activities, including cake stalls, car washes and mini-golf competitions. Hope at Home provides essentials to individuals moving from homelessness into new homes, while Hope Funds offers grants and support to charities and social enterprises addressing homelessness across the East of England.